Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Creative Business Coach Amy Zelmer on Blog Talk Radio. It's your weekly dose of inspiration for the creative entrepreneur.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. My name is Amy Zelmer, and I am a creative business coach and the founder of MyCreativeBusinessCoach.com and your host for today's show. My goal is to help inspire you to grow your business and make more money doing what you love. If you haven't already done so, you'll want to make sure you take a visit to my website, MyCreativeBizCoach.com, and sign up to receive your free toolkit. It's called Three Simple Strategies to Supercharge Your Success. It's a short podcast and a worksheet to help you work through these three simple strategies and achieve more success in your business as well as in your life. We are all capable of having as much success as we could possibly want, but it is up to you to supercharge it. So go check that out. And I want to take just a quick moment to mention that I have my virtual summit coming up next week that I am hosting. It's called the Prosper Summit, and it is January 12th through 16th, so Monday through Friday next week. And you can attend for free simply by registering at theprospersummit.com. And even if you're listening to this podcast after the live event, you can still head on over to that site and register to know when the next one will be held. And you can also purchase the replay of the event, which will be available for just $39 for all 20 presenters recording. So it's a really great value. It's going to be an awesome summit. It's geared towards creative entrepreneurs. And it's just going to be awesome. I've got 20 great presentations lined up, so be sure to check that out. So now during today's live show, if you have any questions, you can either pop on into the chat room on Blog Talk Radio, or you can tweet me at Amy Zelmer on Twitter. And also be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook as well. All right, so today's show, I want to talk about setting goals for the new year. You know, it's something that it seems like it's what is required come New Year's Day. We're supposed to set goals, resolutions, you know, whatever you want to call them. It's kind of expected of us. And I want to take some time to talk about how you should effectively set goals and some of the things that are happening when you set your goals that are causing you to feel like you're a failure because you're not achieving the goals. And it's not because you're doing something wrong. It's because you're not creating goals correctly. So I want to help you work through a little bit of that today. I've got 10 steps that we're going to go through. And, you know, I just want you to realize that, you know, goals are something that should be ongoing. It's not something that you just do January 1st. You know, goals are something that should just constantly be happening. And you can always revise your goals. You can revisit them. You can make new ones. You can get rid of ones that no longer apply to your life. You know, life is ebb and flow. Things happen. Things change. What you wanted 2 years ago, maybe you don't want that anymore. So don't feel like you're tied to your goals, because I think some people get really stuck on that as well. You know, it's very important to business plan for the year. You know, set your marketing budget, set your marketing plan, set your sales goals. You know, that stuff's all very important to your business. And what I want to talk about today is a little bit more about your personal goals that you might be setting and how it ties into your business goals. Okay, so the first step I want to talk about, number one, is intentions versus goals. An intention comes from a place of inspiration, while goals often come from a place of motivation. So inspiration is more of a positive stimulus. For instance, I'm going to do this so something positive will happen. And motivation often comes from a negative stimulus. I'm going to do this so that something negative doesn't happen. And when your dreams come from a place of inspiration rather than motivation, we're much more likely to reach them. So this year, I want you to set intentions rather than setting goals. I think just by changing that simple word, you'll see a huge shift. You know, like I said, a lot of us get frustrated with goals. It feels like something we have to do. We're setting intentions, feels a little more positive and something that you just really want to do and you get excited to do. So, for example, I want you to say something like, I'm going to start charging more because my clients value what I do and love my work. As a result, I will be able to pay off my debt. Instead of saying, I am going to start charging more so the bill collector stop calling me. So can you just feel the difference? You know, it's coming from a place of inspiration versus motivation. And someone recently really made a really good point about how they felt motivation versus inspiration. Motivation feels like something's pushing you, like there's something nagging and pushing at you, where inspiration feels like something's pulling you. It's magnetizing. So I hope maybe that can also help you with feeling the difference between intentions versus goals. Okay, so number two, always form it in the positive. So now that you understand the powerful difference between an intention and a goal, as well as inspiration versus motivation, I am sure you are beginning to see why you must pose everything in the positive. If you are unsure how you can do that, take a look at your negative, and it's usually the opposite that you actually want. So for example, I want to lose 10 pounds because I no longer want to be fat. So, you know, that's a very negative statement. So what is the opposite of being fat in your mind? You know, how about something more like, I want to lose 10 pounds so that I'm healthy, fit, and strong. Or I want to lose 10 pounds so that I feel vibrant, light, and energetic. Do you see how that makes such a huge, huge difference? So number two, again, was always forming it into positive. Number three, keep it clear, concise, and measurable. So instead of just saying, I want to lose weight, which I see a lot of people say things like that, it's very, very broad and general. They're not making it specific enough. So instead of just saying, I want to lose weight, you want to word it more like, I want to lose 10 pounds by working out and eating well so that I'm healthy, fit, and strong by the end of June. Now, see how you have defined what you want and when you want to achieve it by and how you're going to achieve it, all with positivity. So number three, keep it clear, concise, and measurable. This is probably one of the most important parts of setting your intentions. Number four, set short, medium, and long-term intentions. An example of a short-term intention is the small steps you need to take to reach your bigger intention. So you want to lose 10 pounds by the end of June. So what are you going to do right now to start losing weight? You know, I'm going to work out 3 times this week and eat healthy meals every day. Maybe you want to lose 5 pounds by the end of March as your medium-length intention. So now let's take a look at your business. Where do you want to be next month, next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? You have to take a look at the whole picture. You can't only set intentions for this year. You absolutely need to know where you're going in the long run. So where do you want to be in 5 years, 10 years? Do you want to be retired at a certain age? Do you want to live somewhere else? You know, a few of my own personal long-term intentions are to publish a book in the next 5 years. And in 2 years, I hope to live somewhere warmer, such as Florida. And, you know, I have shorter and medium-term intentions to get me from today to next week and from next week to next year and so on. Do you see what I'm saying here? Intentions aren't something we write just once a year. We need to continually be looking at them and modifying them. If an intention is no longer working for us, as sometimes happens, take it off your list or rewrite it to better fit your lifestyle at the moment. So many times we are disappointed at the end of the year when we didn't reach all of our goals. And I hope that you are starting to get a clearer understanding of why this is happening. So we'll get a little bit more into that one later on in the show. But I hope that you're starting to see, you know, what you might be doing wrong with your intentions and how we can change that. So number five, make them actionable. And this kind of goes back to number three, where we said keep it clear, concise, and measurable. You need to make them actionable. And I think this is the number one mistake I see people making when they're setting their goals. You know, they have no action items. They set simple goals like, I want to take my family to Disneyland this year, or I want to lose 20 pounds by June, or I want to make $5,000 per month. And that's it. They don't have any action items. They think that they're doing it correctly because they're putting a date on it. You know, we've been taught you have to have an end by date, a date that you want to achieve this goal by. And that is important, but it's missing a lot. You're missing your action items. And when there are no action items, no steps to reaching your goal, this is where most people fall off the bandwagon and then get frustrated at the end of the year when they didn't reach their goal. All right, so let's say you want to take your family to Disneyland this year. How are you going to accomplish that? What needs to happen? So maybe it's $3,000 that you need to save up to do this, to take your family to Disneyland in December. So maybe your goal that you're going to set aside 10% of every sale that you have into a special savings account so that you can take your family to Disneyland at the end of December. Do you see what I'm saying here? You're giving yourself an action. Your action is that you're going to save 10% from every sale. And obviously, setting this intention is one thing. You actually have to do your action items, but I think you already know that. Okay, so then, you know, the next example, you want to lose 20 pounds by June. Well, great, but how? How? What needs to happen? How are you going to lose that weight? Is it going to magically fall off of you? So, you know, maybe your goal is I'm going to work out for 1 hour three times each week and eat a healthy meal every day. You know, doesn't that just seem more actionable? You're telling yourself how you're going to lose that 20 pounds. And are you kind of starting to see how this is the biggest mistake that people make? They set great goals. You know, you have amazing goals and intentions, but you're not giving yourself the action items that you need. You're setting yourself up by failure by not giving yourself those action items. Okay, so let's move on to number six. Number six is you need to be open to receiving. Watch for signs of evidence that you are on the right path to attaining your intentions. So if your intention is to lose 10 pounds, and suddenly a gym or a personal trainer adds you as a friend on Facebook, you know, that could be a sign. I can say this from my own personal experience. About 5 years ago when I first started working with my own life coach, one of my intentions was to lose weight and get fit. And within a week of writing it down, my local gym contacted me about giving my business a free membership. And it was this huge smack over the head. You know, I hadn't done anything yet. And then I get this message that they want to give me a free membership. So, of course, I joined the gym and I started working out with a trainer and I started getting into the best shape of my life. And it was so much fun. And I knew I wouldn't have been open to receiving that as a sign just 2 weeks earlier. You know, if I hadn't been working with my life coach and talked about being open to receiving, you know, that gym would have friended me on Facebook. They would have offered me a free membership, and I've been like, yeah, whatever. You know, I wouldn't have seen it as a sign. And signs can be subtle, or they can be huge smacks over the head. So be prepared for them and be open to receiving them. There's signs everywhere. And, you know I'm guilty of ignoring them as well. You know, sometimes we just don't want to see them. But when you're open to receiving them, you will know that you are on the right track to your accomplishing your intentions. Number seven, write intentions for each area of your life. So there are five areas primary areas in our life: security, relationship, career, health, and money. And it is important to keep your intentions balanced and right intentions for each of the five areas. So security is about your own personal security, such as your home, your car, maybe it's your nest egg, maybe it's your own personal self. Relationship is any relationship in your life, such as a spouse, an employee, a coworker, a friend, children, clients, and it can also include your spirituality as well. And career is either the one that you're in or the one that you want to attain. Health is about how you feel physically. So, you know, losing 10 pounds would most likely fall into this category. And then there's money, which is where a lot of us have the most fear. Each of us has a fear in at least one or more of these areas. And you will notice as you're writing your intentions that some areas have a lot more than others, and that's totally normal. But I want you to make sure that you cover all five areas in your life. Have at least one intention in each area. Some areas are going to have five intentions, and that's great. But just make sure you have at least one in each of those five areas. Again, there's security, relationship, career, health, and money. Number eight. So what happens when beliefs get in the way? So as you're learning, we have to absolutely believe without a doubt that we are capable of attaining our intentions. However, old beliefs are what keep us stuck. So whenever you are not attaining an intention that you have set for yourself, it is likely because there is a belief in the way that is holding you back. So look back at your previous goals and see where you didn't succeed. There is something there that you need to begin to understand so that you can learn from it and change the way you think about it, move past it, and start achieving everything that you want in your life. If every year you intend to lose 10 pounds and it never seems to happen, maybe you're gaining 10 pounds every year, take a step back and analyze what it is that you feel around that subject. What is holding you back? Do you fear that if you're thinner, you might actually be successful? Are you worried that others will think less of you if you're thinner? Maybe you're worried that you'll receive more attention from the opposite sex if you're more fit and thin. There's definitely something there, and you need to crack it wide open and find something to help inspire you to get past it. And I have to say that this area is the area that I love working with clients. I love helping them crack open these old beliefs because sometimes they're so obvious, but you yourself can't see it, and I can see it. And so that's so awesome when we can crack it open and work past it. So, you know, getting over those beliefs that are in your way of your intentions, that's extremely, extremely powerful. And like I said, if you look back at the last 5 years and see where you have not succeeded at your intentions and goals, there's a pattern, and there's a reason you're not achieving those. So we need to crack that nut. Okay, so number nine, raise your vibration. When you start feeling low, maybe it's because you're not seeing the results that you had intended to, and you need to raise your vibration. So make a list of things that make you feel good. And these should be little things that are easy to do that you can do at any given moment. So, you know, it could be dancing, get up and dance, you know, just dance around for 5 minutes. It could be listening to your favorite band, watching a certain movie that maybe is a pick-me-up, reading a good book, going for a quick walk or a run, taking a bubble bath. You get the idea. The list should have at least 10 things on it, because when you are in a low place, it is a lot harder to look at that list and find something that sounds fun in that moment. So the more you have on your list, the more likely that you are actually going to do one of them and bring up your vibration. If you start feeling an old belief creeping up, start to raise your vibration, and that thought will go away, allowing yourself to focus on your attention and staying inspired. It's amazing how quickly we can shift our vibration and go from a low place to a high place if we are consciously aware of it. So this is a very powerful step. And number 10, practice gratitude. Gratitude creates abundance. The more we give thanks, the more we get in return. And be genuine with your gratitude towards others and tell others that you are grateful for them or what they have done for you. Keep a gratitude journal. I once heard Oprah say that she was reading back through some of her journals and found that when she was the happiest in her life was when she was regularly writing about gratitude. It's amazing what a profound effect gratitude can have on us. Most days we feel like we're so busy and we're on autopilot, but if you stop for just 5 minutes each day and write down what you're grateful for, you will be amazed at the results. Write down anything and everything. It can be your cat, your glass of wine in front of you, a silly little trinket that you bought for your child, or it could be the $1,200 sale that you had that day. Anything goes. And this isn't necessarily journaling. You don't have to write full sentences. Just write down simply the things that you're grateful for in that moment. All right, so a quick recap of the 10 steps for writing intentions. So number one, set intentions, not goals. Number two, write them in the positive. Number three, make them clear, concise, and measurable. Number four, set short, medium, and long-term intentions. Five, make them actionable. Six, be open to receiving. Seven, write intentions for each of the five areas of your life. Eight, be aware of your beliefs. Nine, raise your vibration. And 10, practice gratitude. So a great quote I once read, every intention that has been reached began with just one step and the belief that it could be attained. When the end of the journey seems impossible to reach, remember that all you need to do is take one more step. I absolutely love that quote. When you break things down into baby steps, they don't seem as huge and daunting. And again, I just want to stress how important gratitude is in creating abundance. We need to be thankful for everything we have. And I mean everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, we learn from our mistakes and the ugly things that happen to us. And they are what keep us moving forward. Don't dwell on the past. Look towards the future. So I really hope that today's podcast has helped you with your New Year's goals, which you're now calling your New Year's intentions. And I hope that you will be inspired to grow your business and make more money doing what you love. I look forward to sharing this journey with you. You know, thank you guys so much for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I won't be here next week because I'm hosting my summit, which, again, you can be part of for free by registering at theprospersummit.com. But I will be back here again the following Monday, January 19th. So I hope you guys have a great week. Please send me any questions, amy@mycreativebizcoach.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram @AmyZellmer, and be sure to like my page on Facebook, My Creative Biz Coach. Thank you all so much for being here today. Have a great day, and I will see you all again in 2 weeks. Thanks, everyone.